attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a "what coup" attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, hour number three. Dan, the man, is now sitting in our control room. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Eric Cantor is about ready to have a press conference where he's going to come out and say, well, I got whipped. Maybe he's going to announce that he's going to go back to move to Israel and run for the Knesset, along with Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them. All righty, getting back to the economy, a very bizarre story, because Americans are getting very angry with the very clear financial mismanagement of this nation. We all know that 2008, the start of our current troubles, all goes back to that mortgage-backed security fraud, which when it imploded, it dragged down the United States and the economies of every other nation on the world that had invested in these mortgage-backed securities. And by the way, as a little side note, you keep hearing about the problems with the pensions, and the corporate media is out there trying to say, well, you know, the workers have very unrealistic expectations, and politicians made too many promises, and that's not the problem. The problem is that when this whole mortgage-backed security fraud was taking place, Wall Street's ratings agencies, with the notable exception of Egan Jones, all gave these mortgage bundles AAA ratings, which made it legal under U.S. law for pension funds to invest in them. And then when the whole thing imploded, these pension funds were defunded. And that's why they're in trouble. But nobody wants to criticize the bankers. We can't criticize the bankers, the most holy bankers here. I actually had somebody send me an article the other day that said a desire to not live in debt was an expression of anti-Semitism. That's desperation on the cusp of madness. But anyway, there's this interesting article over at mycatbirdseat.com talking about Timothy Geithner, and he was being interviewed over just why it is that with all of this obvious criminality going on Wall Street, nobody's being arrested. In Iceland, when they got caught in this economic meltdown, they threw their bankers in prison, and they fired the government that helped the bankers loot the people. Countries like Iran and Vietnam, they're executing the criminal bankers for the huge amounts of damage they cause to the lives of ordinary people. Not here in the U.S. We're not going to arrest them. We'll give them a bailout. And so former Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner was asked, why are we following this policy? And he goes on with this analogy of the plane on fire, and our first responsibility is to get the whole plane down safely and slowly, and only after it's landed on the ground can we look at who's to blame. It's a very, very loose analogy, and frankly, it's USDA choice bovine excrement. Because the problem when you have a corrupt, criminal, fraudulent financial system and you are not arresting and prosecuting those people, they're just going to go on doing the same thing all over again. Back in 2008, if they had grabbed the authors of the mortgage-backed security fraud and thrown them in prison, I'll bet you we would have seen a more responsible, law-abiding, and honest and above-board banking system in the years since. But Geithner's basically out there pushing this idea that we can't arrest the bankers and the Wall Street CEOs. It's really what's best for the American people. No, it isn't. Look at your wallet. Anyway, article responding to France's call to simply write off all the public debt, and they're right. This is over at the Daily Bell, saying it's time to reverse some of these horrible, horrible decisions that have been made that put the world in this place. Yes, let's have a new jubilee. Let's simply write off all the debt and start all over again. And while we're at it, let's take away corporate personhood and these monopoly private central banks. They all have to go because they are the authors of all the evils we are seeing in front of us right now. Which gets back to that whole General Motors thing. If corporations are people and the person known as General Motors through criminal neglect resulted in the deaths of some 13 drivers, possibly more, then shouldn't it be punished as a person? Should it not be thrown in jail? In other words, denied the right to conduct business for 20 years or however long the penalty for involuntary manslaughter is? Or could it be sentenced to death and decorporatized, its assets sold off? But we have an attitude where corporations are persons for the benefit of freedom of speech and political corruption, but they're still protected as corporations when it comes to having to pay the cost of their wrongdoing. Article out of Blacklisted News here. The latest version of the NDAA is a further trampling of the rights of Americans. And among other things, the current NDAA authorizes the government to carry out propaganda operations against the American people. Now, first of all, the Constitution does not authorize the federal government to lie to or mislead the American people. It's not in there, and the 10th Amendment prohibits the government from presuming that right. At one point, there actually were laws in place that said the government cannot lie to the people. Those laws are now gone, and the NDAA says we can lie to you, and even worse, there's a case heading to the Supreme Court that is attempting to say that lies by political candidates during a campaign are an expression of their right to freedom of speech, and anybody standing up and saying you're lying is thereby infringing on those candidates' First Amendment rights and can be prosecuted for it. I mean, step back, take a deep breath, take a look around you, and just honestly answer to yourself, is this the country you were taught you lived in when you were back there in public school? Is this the country described by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, or for that matter, the Declaration of Independence? Or has it all gone horribly, horribly wrong? Now, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and they do a lot of good work, and you need to pay attention to what they're doing. They're taking a case to the Supreme Court of the United States. They're basically weighing in on this Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, in which they are trying to get the secret legal memo that supposedly said it's legal for the FBI to get your phone records without any legal process, just on demand. I want to see what Michael Rivero's up to today. I want his phone records. All a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And as has been the case with Obama's memo legalizing his drone strikes on Americans, the government says we have a law, but it's secret. We can't show it to you. That's nonsense. That, too, is not allowed under the Constitution. We are not supposed to be a nation of secret laws that the government says they have that allows them to slap you around, take your money, drop drone strikes on you. If it's not visible to the public, it is not a legal law. And it may not be legal for other reasons having to do with the Constitution. But nowhere is this government allowed to have secret laws that are binding on we, the American people. It's not in that contract. I was seeing during the break where Fox News was getting onto this whole situation where a U.S. Border Patrol agent in an interview on Infowars.com came out and said basically the United States is being overrun by criminal aliens who are just pouring across that southern border, lured by the promise of eventual amnesty. And he says the people who are evading capture by the Border Patrol are the experienced and most violent criminals, and they're just coming on in here. Now, remember, the United States government justifies their total surveillance and propagandizing of you, the American people, supposedly to fight the war on terror. Yet, clearly, any real terrorists, and by that I don't mean these fake al-Qaeda that we're seeing being wagged at us all the time, anybody could walk across that wide-open border to the south carrying a vial of biological weapons or being deliberately infected with a biological weapon. It doesn't make any sense. Meanwhile, apparently Joe Biden is out there denouncing Germany for being racist because they want to start enforcing border controls. This whole globalism, one world population, one world central bank agenda is falling apart. And every nation has a right to control their borders. If somebody to the United States of America, there is a legal process to follow. And if they go through that process, welcome. Come on in. I happen to like Mexican food. Be a part of our country. Be a part of the system. But this complete open border process is bad for our economy. It's raising the crime rate. And there, it just seems to be part of this attempt to drag the entire world down to the level of a third world backwater nation so they can drop the borders for the new world order globalist society. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And it does seem like the entire world is getting ready to stand up and say to all of these governments that are willing to sell us into the slavery of the private central banks, we've really had enough. Over in London, the mayor of London is going to buy 3 water cannon for the Metropolitan Police, saying they're expecting civil disorder this coming summer. Now, obviously, I hope that doesn't happen and they can take the water cannons and just cool everybody down. But we're seeing this all over the world where these civil governments are taking your tax money and buying the machinery with which to keep you in your slave pens. Now, for those of you living in London who are outraged by this, apparently these three water cannon are going to cost almost £250,000. I've been to the Tower of London, and that big wooden block is still there. Just sort of keep things in perspective here. There was an article that came out yesterday over at allgov.com, and it says it's pointing out a very alarming tendency that the United States Supreme Court has been caught rewriting their decisions and opinions after they've been published. And they're not supposed to do that. What they're basically saying is the Supreme Court will reach a decision, they'll put it out there, it'll be published, it'll be in the media, and then they very quietly go back in and they make changes to it. So they're actually changing their conclusions, decisions, and priorities out of sight of the public. And the public is thinking the Supreme Court has decided X, and they go back in and change it to Y. And that is a very, very dangerous precedent. And it's another reminder that more and more of what the government calls law is being kept from the sight of the American people. Now, under the category of a palm slapping the forehead at high velocity, there's a very bizarre story over at Extra Public TV. Apparently, this politician in New York, Vincent Tabone, was caught in an FBI corruption sting, accepting a briefcase with $20,000 in cash in the back of an SUV. And they arrested him, and his defense against the charge of accepting a bribe was that at the time he was too drunk to realize it was a bribe, and he just thought he was being hired as a consultant and paid in cash. And the bovine excrement meter explodes in a shower of sparks, burying the needle in the opposite wall. It is... Do they really think the public is going to buy any of this? I mean, maybe they're thinking like lawyers and saying, well, there's the reasonable doubt, and there's my plausible deniability, and I'll get out of this thing. And this guy doesn't understand that out here in the real world, we realize what an absolute, total nonsense this all is here. A little bit of a tip of the hat to ABC's Diane Sawyer, who in a recent interview with Hillary Clinton basically called her onto the carpet for trying to duck responsibility or explanations on what exactly happened in Benghazi. And for those of you new to the show here, what I think Benghazi was another one of these desperate publicity stunts the White House likes to pull to win the approval of the American people. I think the Bergdahl swap was another attempt at a PR stunt to defuse the growing VA scandal by proving we always get our people back. And then the guy they brought back turned out to be a deserter and a defector. And it's a huge, ugly stink. I think Benghazi was a PR stunt. Because when that all went down, Romney was leading in the polls. The media was already saying Obama was a one-term president, Romney's going to win, there's no question about it. And I think Obama said, well, if I can stage a terrorist takeover of our consulate in Benghazi, and then I can get our hostages back, I'll look really good, and the media focus will be on me, and nobody will be paying attention to Romney, and I will be a shoo-in for re-election. And I think things got out of control. I think the Libyan people just spontaneously joined in with what was going on at the consulate and led to the ambassador's death. And they've been ducking it and covering up for it ever since. Also appears there was some gun running going through that consulate, taking weapons from Libya and smuggling them to the hired mercenaries inside Syria. It's just all crumbling here. We're going to grab a phone call. John in Chicago. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? John, are you there? John, I don't hear you.
There you are. Since you mentioned Hillary, boy, she can draw a crowd. She was at the McCormick Center yesterday in Chicago, and as much as anybody thought Obama wouldn't be a second-term president, she really draws a crowd, man. That's pretty sad. I think she's just going to nail it in 2016. I don't know. I mean, if you look at somebody put an article out today about the money that went to Cantor, because Eric Cantor, you know, he outfinanced his opponent 20-1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was Goldman Sachs and all the other capitalist cronies. But anyway, I called I think it's interesting now, you know, if anybody has any friends who are still neocons or they think it's a Republican versus Democrat thing, you can just bring this point up. You can just say, wasn't the Department of Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, the NDAA, maybe the NSA spying, wasn't the onus of all of that 9/11 and Islamic, radical Islamic terrorism in the United States? And they'll say yes. Say, well, isn't it funny now that they justify the continued funding of such programs because of the so-called liberty movement? You paint them in that corner and go, a lot of them said they didn't like it. They thought that the government, it was overkill. And now it's like, well, then why are we still funding it? Why do they keep passing an NDA every, now all of a sudden guys like you or Alex Jones or any independent media drudge, now you guys are a threat, and that's why we need Department of Homeland Security to watch your free speech. You paint those people in a corner and go, what are you supporting? You know?
Well, very, very few people are supporting it. And like I said, the best thing all of you can be doing in these dark days is just go out and talk to your friends and neighbors, people you meet at the store. And we've reached a point where those Americans who've known something has gone wrong but were staying quiet out of a misguided sense of patriotism or politeness, that's all gone. And they're willing to talk. They're asking questions. You need to be there to give them the answers. But they're seeing all these contradictions in the policy. And, yeah. And as I've pointed out many times before, for propaganda to work against the population, there has to be a coherent, unified, consistent illusion of the world they're trying to convince you that you live in. And when it's flipping back and forth, being driven by focus groups and mass marketing advertising agencies, and it's so self-contradictory, it undermines its own credibility. And that's why the propaganda war against the American people is falling apart.
Well, and CNN and MSNBC, I mean, their ratings are down anyway, but they're going overboard with the two shootings in 2 days, trying to tell us that the liberty movement is more dangerous than Al-Qaeda. Are you kidding me? So that's
of course it's a joke. Of course it's a joke.
Yeah.
People who are really part of the liberty movement are not going to go out and start shooting up schools. It doesn't get them what they want, which is a peaceful, quiet transition to a better country. It's obviously false flag.
Exactly. And let's watch to see if the kingpin, the kingmakers in the Republican Party support the Democrat against the guy who just knocked off cancer. I'll be real curious to see if Republicans go and support his Democrat opponent, you know.
It will be interesting to see, but getting on, I'm going to have to let you go. We're almost at a commercial break. Getting on back to that whole gun issue, they are still pounding on it. And as I mentioned before, with some of these articles we're seeing, I think they're trying to get a sense of whether America would go along with Obama simply declaring a gun ban on his own authority. And I think they're probably going to find out most Americans aren't okay with that because the president is not allowed to create laws out of thin air. That is the job of the Congress. Congress is supposed to represent the will of the people, and each new abuse of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is another nail in the coffin of this corrupted, mutated, cancerous federal government. And I it feels like we're getting close to the end. It really, really does. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
into panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on back to this arena of populations in general around the globe standing up and saying we've really had enough. There was an article over at RINF.com. Across America, police departments are quietly preparing for war, which we know. They're getting all these armored vehicles. Some of these police departments are now getting grenade launchers from the U.S. military. What does a grenade launcher have to do with fighting crime? And the answer is nothing. They're getting crowd suppression equipment, LRADs, you know, tear gas, water cannon, all of that stuff to flog us slaves back into our slave pens here. But as I mentioned before, looking at what's going on in Ukraine and Iraq, it may be that these police forces, when it comes to the point where the U.S. government declares a war on the American people in the 50 states, they might just not really feel comfortable about killing their fellow Americans for the benefit of the money junkies. Which brings us back to Ukraine. Apparently, the junta in Kiev, the unelected government, is unable to pay its own forces now. And apparently, the Kiev National Guard just held a rally demanding their pay and benefits. They're not being paid. The junta in Kiev is saying, go out and kill your fellow Ukrainians, and we can't pay you to do it right now. So that's starting to stagger here. getting on over to the NSA scandal, as you're probably aware, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has filed a lawsuit against the NSA demanding the records of these illegal, unwarranted, unconstitutional phone taps on Americans. And they discovered within federal government documents that the NSA has started destroying all of those records because they don't want you, the American people, to understand the scale, the scope of the intrusion into your private lives by this government without probable cause, without a warrant, without justification, and completely against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Well, the Electronic Frontier Foundation went back and they got a judge to issue an order to the NSA that they may not destroy any more evidence. And the NSA came back and said, well, you know, our systems are so complicated, we can't stop them from deleting the data that's wanted for the lawsuit. Really? I mean, all these giant data centers, they got a mind of their own and they're just getting rid of all of it. We're sorry, but we can't. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Up in Canada, there's been a great deal of concern expressed about their new cyberbullying law. And like most of these onerous laws, it's sold with a very positive, benign purpose in mind. We must stop cyberbullying. It's cruel. And apparently the real meat of this legislation from the Harper government is it authorizes the government and the police to go into Canadians' computers, cell phones, whatever, to see if they're bullying somebody, ostensibly. But of course, we know once they get in there, they'll take everything. Your Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe, your bikini photo collection, your plans for the new product on which you hope to become rich, the great American novel that you're looking for a publisher for. And don't say they won't do it. They've been caught doing it here in the United States at the Seattle Asia Pacific Economic Conference. Huge, huge, huge scandal that went completely unreported by the corporate TV news networks, where U.S. government agents were caught breaking into the computers of conference attendees and stealing business secrets to give to Clinton cronies how much these companies were going to bid for a certain contract, so Clinton's cronies could underbid them by just 50 cents. This kind of stuff. I've lost count of the number of government agents who've been arrested for insider stock trading on the basis of information they're stealing off of your computers. And for everyone they catch, assume there's probably 1,000 who got away with it clean. Meanwhile, Putin has issued a statement saying that any internet regulations must not infringe upon freedom of speech. And of course, we find that absolutely agreeable, because we understand that all of these proposed regulations on the internet are about stifling and controlling free speech and somehow imposing government censorship on what is on the internet. They're in an absolute panic over the fact that they cannot lie to the American people with impunity any longer. I'll give you a good classic example. The United States, the American people were tricked into World War I with this story about the Lusitania being sunk by the German U-boat, and they were innocent passengers, and it was a civilian passenger ship, and it had no war munitions on it. And it took until the 1980s before that lie was exposed. Well, can you imagine the same lie being used today in the age of the internet? They wouldn't be able to get away with it. We would find the ads that the German government put up there about, don't sail on the Lusitania, it's carrying war materials. Look how quickly the lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons were destroyed here in cyberspace. Or how quickly the hoax of 9/11 or Sandy Hook or any of those were exposed. It took something like 30 years from the assassination of John F. Kennedy to reach a point where half of Americans understood the Warren Report was a cover-up. These days, the average life expectancy of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer. For a soft-boiled egg, I might add. Allegations coming out of Investment Watch blog, Google, when you're running their search engine, is screening out their competitors from the search results. In other words, you're not getting an honest, comprehensive search. You're getting a search of people who are friends with Google, or at least somebody that Google's not concerned about losing business to. Maybe it's time to start looking at some of these other search providers. And one that I like to use a lot is startpage.com, which has the notable point of not saving your personal information. Another story coming out of Gizmodo.com. A couple of white hat hackers, meaning they're good guys. A couple of 14-year-old kids in Winnipeg figured out how to break into a Bank of Montreal automated teller machine. Now, amazingly, they didn't have to get into the machine. They didn't have to do any advanced computer hacking. They found the instruction manual for that particular machine on the internet. And inside that instruction manual were the default system passwords. Now, these kids weren't trying to rob the bank. They basically posted a notice on the ATM screen saying, go away, this ATM has been hacked. And then they walked into the bank and said, look how easy it is for people to get in here. Now, there's an article over at commonsenseconspiracy.com, and it's sort of kind of, you know, saying you shouldn't put out conspiracy theories. It's only helping the government because it makes you look silly. No, that isn't what's going on. We know the U.S. government tries to plant silly nonsense on the independent media and the blogs to try and make us look silly and make us look kooky. To try and destroy our credibility. The U.S. government and the corporate news media can't get their credibility back anytime soon. Their only available tactic is to try and level the playing field by making the independent media look silly with things like no plane at the Pentagon, the Apollo moon landings were faked, all kinds of nonsense like that. It's called kookification. The actual term of craft from the propaganda corps is called poisoning the well, putting in a piece of nonsense to discredit the entire argument. Like back when the House Select Committee on Assassinations was looking at the John F. Kennedy assassination, and their mandate was to reaffirm the Warren Commission's conclusions. And they tried to basically dismiss the critics and questioners with this story about the umbrella dart gun, which was nonsense. Unfortunately, in the face of audio recordings that from Dealey Plaza, they were forced to conclude, yeah, there were multiple gunmen and therefore there was a conspiracy. But this is a well-worn time classic piece of propaganda tactic. And the good news is most people now understand that that's one of the dirty tricks the government likes to play, to plant nonsensical stuff and say, oh, look how silly they are. They believe Bigfoot and Elvis had a love child up in the UFO, the flying saucer. And they put all that nonsense out there. But we all know it's nonsense. And most people are now perceptive enough and skeptical enough to realize when they're looking at a piece of obviously planted nonsense. And they just ignore it. It becomes invisible. And they skip right over it. Now then, interestingly enough, Australia has spent $89.9 million searching for Malaysian Flight 370. Malaysia itself has only spent $9.3 million. What do they know? Where they say, well, we don't have to spend any more. Big, ugly scandal, and I am still leaning toward the newly presented theory that Flight 370, like TWA 800, like 25 other known cases, was accidentally shot down during a military live fire exercise. And they're just covering it up. All righty, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of our program today, and Eric Kanter is on TV having his press conference. He's trying to lay the blame for his resounding defeat on the immigration issue, and I will not change my position on immigration. I'm still, and so forth and so on. And again, ducking the idea that maybe Eric Kanter got given the old heave-ho because of his constant saying, we must support Israel. And there's definitely a strong anti-incumbent sentiment sweeping the nation right now, because there was another upset that is not getting a lot of coverage. Now, we've talked before about how great it would be if we had none of the above on all of our ballots, so that these politicians, if they couldn't put forward a candidate we liked, we could say no. And the office would remain empty until the next election cycle. Well, it seems back in 1975... Nevada went ahead and did that. They added none of the above to their ballots for the state offices as a way for voters to protest against weak, unqualified, corrupt candidates. And apparently in the Democratic primary for governor in Nevada, none of the above won. So I think the next governor of Nevada is going to be a Republican. Some little strange reason I think that's going on. And it does seem like there's this tremendous anti-incumbent, anti-Israel firster sentiment sweeping the nation, the beginning of a trend. Speaking of a trend, we can now say here on June 11th, winter is finally over. The Great Lakes are finally free of ice after a record 7 months of being frozen. Record ice thickness, record ice extent. So far, and this is according to Stephen Goddard, WordPress.com, this has been the coldest year on record in the United States as of June 7th. So much for human-caused global warming. And the carbon Nazis are still out there saying, oh, no, no, the heat is hiding in the ocean. It's hiding here, so forth and so on. And they've been screaming and crying about the West Antarctic ice sheet, about how it's melting. See, it's melting. It's got to be human-caused global warming. The Thwaites Glacier, which is doing a lot of melting. No question about that. And they've been blaming human-caused global warming and the action of the waves, and it's all the fault of humans, and we've got to tax carbon dioxide. As it turns out, researchers from the Institute of Geophysics at the University of Texas at Austin discovered there is an underground geothermal vent under that glacier. And that's what's melting the ice. It's an undersea thermal vent, volcano, whatever you want to call it. That's what's melting the ice. And we always get back to this question when they're talking about global warming and rising sea levels and the rest of it. And you just ask them, okay, how many active volcanoes and thermal vents are there on the floors of the world's ocean? And you'll get a blank look. And you'll say, don't feel embarrassed. It's a trick question. Nobody knows how many active volcanoes and thermal vents there are on the floors of the world's oceans. And if you don't actually know that, and you don't actually know how much heat they are putting into the ocean, then you can't make any conclusions about contribution to ocean heating by the human race, because you can't subtract out those thermal vents. And here we have this embarrassment where the carbon Nazis were raving around this glacier and it's melting. See, it's melting, and it's all the fault of human-caused global warming. No, it isn't. There's lava bubbling up underneath it. And I'm sure Al Gore and his people are out there saying, you know, there's no geothermal heat. It's all human-caused global warming, every bit of it, and it's all from carbon dioxide, which is why you have to buy Al Gore's carbon credits and pay Obama's carbon taxes, or you're all going to die horribly, writhing in pain and suffering as you broil. Because Obama is desperate to pass a carbon tax, because Obamacare, which was supposed to generate $200 billion in profits for the insurance companies every year, from which the U.S. government would get tax revenues, has failed utterly and completely. Now, story over at WakingTimes.com, and they're reporting on this new independent scientific analysis confirms that fracking is contaminating drinking water. Now, the fracking industry is always out there saying there's never been a confirmed case of fracking polluting the drinking water. There was that documentary, actually two of these documentaries out there now, showing people putting lighters to their water faucets and it bursting into flame from the methane. And the oil companies, oh, that it's fake, it's special effects, it's staged, you know, it's all a lie. It's from people who hate the oil companies. And there's been, again, another independent scientific review that has analyzed the water coming out of the taps near fracking sites and finding the fracking chemicals in it. Another article over at Campaign R20. The headline reads, psst, kid, want drugs? I'm a psychiatrist. And they're talking about the fact that the drugs you buy on the street corner aren't the real problem here in the United States of America. There's this whole financial scam going on where kids are seen by a psychiatrist who prescribes these mind-altering drugs. The kids don't even have to pay for it. They're prescribed by a shrink's office. The insurance will cover it. Parents can get a Social Security disability claim, get money for the medications and other treatments. The kid's school cashes in. They're now treating a disabled child. There's more money for that. It's all driven by the money. And perfectly normal kids, acting like perfectly normal kids, are being diagnosed as having some made-up illness and dumped into this money-making machine. Another report over at naturalblaze.com, there's been more confirmation that the combined measles, mumps, rubella, varicella vaccine is causing harm to children. It doubles the risk of seizures in babies. Now, there was a report that we talked about yesterday that is starting to link this phenomenon called sudden infant death syndrome, where the kid simply dies for no explanation, and they can't blame the parents for shaken baby syndrome. And so it's sudden infant death syndrome. That may be linked to these combination vaccines. The real problem being they'll test the vaccines individually, like they did at that Irish home with all the unmarried mothers. But they don't test them when they're being combined, 4, 6, 8 vaccines all in one shot. They don't know how these chemicals are interacting with each other or how the body is going to respond to all these chemicals coming in at the same time. They don't even bother looking. They don't want to know. They don't want to know. Over at naturalnews.com, they've got a very alarming story that 2 U.S. states have already passed laws allowing children to consent to being vaccinated, California and North Carolina, without the parents even being involved. They get the kid into the room, they show him a movie or a poster and say, wouldn't it be cool to have this? And the kid says, oh, I guess so, and they stick the needle in the arm. Now, the article that I got this from, Child's Consent Agenda Pushes Forward, is saying that the reason these doctors and nurses are able to do this, even though it's against the law in the state, is saying that these, you know, laws aren't unconstitutional until some court says so, and they are wrong on that. The United States Supreme Court ruled in Marbury versus Madison that laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. We don't have to wait for some judge to say yes or no. Marbury versus Madison reserves to we the people the right to decide if a law is unconstitutional and whether we will comply with it or not. And if we have a fundamental basic human right, it is the right to decide what goes into our body and not let the government tell us what foods we must eat filled with GMOs we're not being told about or what medications we have to be given to enrich the pharmaceutical agencies or pharmaceutical industries. We have a basic right to say, no, I will decide what I want to eat. I will decide whether or not I will have a certain medication. Another alarming story out of Daily Mail in Great Britain. Giving statins to millions could be a disaster. Apparently there's a plan to give statins to healthy Britons as a preventative measure. It's all about selling medicine to healthy people who don't need it because it makes more money than just treating the sick people who have a bad habit of dying and then their families sue. But statins have a long history of causing a lot of problems. And so this boneheaded idea that we have this medication that causes harm and we're going to give it to people who don't even really need it in the first place because it makes money. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, stay angry, make good choices, share what you know with who you know. And again, and I know you're tired of hearing me say this, please go over to republicbroadcasting.org and hit that donate button. We're hovering right at the edge, and we're not going to make it without your support. It is that important. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.